For years, New York artist Mary Mattingly has been building floating, home-like installations intended to survive any catastrophe. One of her latest works, Wetland, is a large, retrofitted houseboat moored near the Philadelphia Seaport Museum. Part of the experience is to live in the boat and invite people and other artists to perform and talk about sustainability and urban environments. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez-Luna reports that it's the longest-running work in this month's Fringe Festival.
Some describe Mary Mattingly's installation, Wetland, as a house floating down the river on its side. The description is not too far from what we see, except that the boat is docked. The barge is surrounded by floating gardens with tomato plants and other vegetables and herbs. Solar panels provide energy, and there's a chicken coop on deck. The crew invites people to hop in. Inside, a table is set with the fruits of the latest harvest. One of the windows is entirely covered by a honeycomb panel from the beehive that sits in the bow of the boat. Mattingly and another artist live aboard full-time, and visitors come in and out at all hours to wonder about the meaning of her work. All have their own idea of what this installation is about. For beekeeper Susan Matlock, it's about calling attention to the river's complex ecology.
Most wetlands are very difficult to get to, or somewhat difficult to get to. They're disappearing in some cases, in some areas, and the animals and plants that live in them are really valuable to the overall ecological chain. So I believe that's the gist of what Mary wants to do.
Mary Mattingly is on the boat's deck, sitting with John Brady, the Seaport Museum's director.
The sinking house as something that talks about where we are environmentally, but it also made me think of the economic climate and the political climate, and there's a term called house underwater that's come up a lot.
Brady, who is also a boat builder, has another take on that image. Many of the boats he had crafted over the years were in Manteloken, New Jersey.
Manteloken was the place that was hardest hit by Sandy, so we're very connected. There were literally a lot of houses that were flipped on their sides and some floating around in the bays and so on.
It's eerie, but it's happening.
The idea behind Mattingly's installation is somewhat disturbing and utopian. It asks, what would happen if we found ourselves isolated, surrounded by wetland without access to food, potable water, and social networks? With this installation, she explores self-sufficiency and resilience. She prefers not to give answers or resolutions. Mattingly wants to provoke ideas and conversations.
Yeah, I think it is an opportunity too, maybe to think about different ways of living that are maybe less strenuous on the environment and on urban space too. So I'm not sure. I think we're trying to find a balance here of where we can work with nature and an urban space.
During the 5 weeks living on the barge, she has created a whole program of lectures, theater and music performances, including the New York band Gunsage. Brady says that the wetland experience is in sync with the Seaport Museum's major upcoming project called The Living River. Carla Stringerstein, an artist who collaborated in the project, says Wetland is a fringe event that won't be forgotten soon.
If you walk away from a work of art and you have questions in you, I think that that's a success. I don't think the success is like the exact idea that the artist may have inside her head or his head, but it is like what it transforms inside the person that's experienced the work.
This is the longest lasting of this year's festival offerings. It's perhaps the only one whose message has had time to, pardon the pun, sink in. Elizabeth Perez-Luna, WHYY News.